Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Brexit political campaign, whether Britain should leave the European Union, has resumed following the murder of British MP Joe Cox. The vote will proceed as planned this Thursday, but strident campaigners have been humbled by the death of Cox, and there is a sense that there's been a sobering reappraisal of the rhetoric and all the issues in this election. And one of those issues is a quiet but sizable business in the UK, curry houses. Generating $6 billion annually and employing 100,000 people, curry restaurant owners say that the EU's strict immigration rules have made it tough for them to hire new chefs from Bangladesh and India, countries outside the EU, to serve in their restaurants. Is curry threatened, or will what have become the British national dishes be bolstered by Brexit? Jeffrey Ali is the director of Lirage, a restaurant in Epsom, Surrey. Ali says either way the vote goes, Lirage, a family-run restaurant for more than 27 years, will be affected.
Over the last 4 or 5 years, Indian restaurant sector has been in a lot of turmoil. We've been having a sort of a staff shortage crisis since the last 10 years or so. We have an organization called the British Curry Awards, which has been campaigning the government to try and alleviate the rules which reduce the numbers of migrants coming in from outside the EU. Now, businesses such as mine, they have to have something which is called a Tier 2 sponsor license. What this means is I can have someone come in from outside of the EU to try and fulfill a vacancy, such as a chef. In the past, bringing in a chef from abroad wasn't a simple thing, but it wasn't impossible either. Now, over time, these regulations they've been getting more and more stringent. So being able to recruit someone from within the EU to fill a vacancy in a restaurant is impossible. A restaurant such as an Indian restaurant, you need to have someone who understands the spices, who understands the cooking techniques. And finding someone from Britain, unfortunately, is quite close to impossible.
What would you say the awareness is of the vote and the significance of the vote to restaurant goers in your restaurant and others? Do they talk about it? Are people likely to hear an argument one way or another about Brexit while they're eating their vindaloo?
I think so. Recently, we had the campaign for Brexit. They had a conference. They had lots of people who were coming from across the industry to join something called Save British Curry. It was like a hashtag campaign. And there's an employment minister named Priti Patel who headed that campaign. So we had people who, like Priti Patel, who are saying that we should vote to leave the EU because if we somehow do that, somehow we're going to save British curry. So my understanding on that was, my restaurant currently, we employ about 6 or 7 Eastern European staff to work in our kitchen. We've had to do so because we can't find people who are eligible to work in the kitchen from outside the EU. So these people, they come in, they're actually economic migrants, so they don't come in to forge a career in the restaurant industry. They come over to earn a certain amount of money that they want to, and then they go back to their respective countries. Now, it's great because they're very hardworking people. They come in, they earn their money and go, but the labor turnover is very high. So what this means is I've got in my kitchen currently, we're a Michelin rated restaurant. Our chef actually understands and knows the names of the ingredients in 2 different Eastern European languages, just because he needs to be able to communicate that to his staff. Now, it's an interesting sort of situation to be in, but it's the only real way that we can survive as a restaurant.
Jeffrey, do you think that the distortions in the debate are exploiting your workers and your industry, that in fact people are making claims that aren't true, whether to leave or to stay?
I think so. I think it's been a case of, as we've seen the campaign changing over time, most people who are more informed, they understand or they know the decision that they want to make. But you can just slowly see how the campaign's been changing because it's sort of exploiting different demographics or different types of people. And now we're at a point now, I think, where the people who are undecided, their decisions hinged on something, you know, very minor. Like, we've got lots of people, if you listen to talk radio in the UK, you've got lots of people calling in and saying they're going to vote one way now because one campaign seems dishonest or another campaign seems like they're too critical, rather than looking at the actual facts. So just like the Save the British Curry campaign. Now, me personally, I looked at it and thought, if we were to leave the EU, the benefit would be that currently we have about 350,000 migrants coming into the UK every year, and about half of those people are from within the EU. Now, if we were to leave, of course, this number of 350,000, half of which can come in freely without any restrictions, the number would dramatically go down. This means that the campaigning that we've done as the British Curry Awards over the last 10 years, asking ministers to look at our industry to try and save the £4.6 billion industry that we have at the moment, no minister has been willing to touch the subject of immigration or relaxing the rules because the country is full. If we left the EU, then perhaps a minister, now that the immigration's gone down, they might be able to look at our industry and say, okay, now we have the scope to do something along these lines.
If I were to find myself in a restaurant that didn't have the staffing capable of making the spices and the flavors essential for British, London curry, what would I be tasting? What would it be like?
Well, let's say back in the 60s, the demand for high quality food wasn't really there because the restaurant really was the only place that was open after the pub. And now this love affair, this marriage of British culture with Bangladeshi food, has developed into such a way that now Indian food is integral. Chicken tikka masala is the nation's favorite dish. If I started to try and supplement that with people who don't understand the food, then the business wouldn't run and the customers wouldn't come. Essentially, this vote could have a big outcome on either way, whether we stay in or whether we leave. Our restaurants will be affected in a big way, and hopefully our leader David Cameron will find a way to support us.
Jeffrey Ali, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Jeffrey Ali is the director of Le Raj, a curry restaurant in Epsom, Surrey in the UK.